Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Just give him praise. Amen. Do you know that God is an everyday God? A lot of times we forget. Maybe because of pressure, maybe because of distractions, maybe because, I don't know. Maybe because it's natural to forget. But you see, he's an everyday God. He's an every detail God. He wants to be involved. As a matter of fact, the fact that we're alive, we're walking, we're talking, we're moving, is an indication of the fact that God is there. Honest. And if that be the case, the God that can get you woken up in the morning, he can get you healed. Hello? The God that can get you moving and can provide anything for you. An awesome God, he never fails. He wants to be part of everything that you do. Not because he wants to judge you, no, but because he wants to make you walk in dominion, reign in life. You know why? Because he made you in his image, after his likeness. And God, if even the word God is enough to let you know that he's above. Come on, is somebody here with me? Praise the Lord. And so if you know that, then it's pretty easy to bring him on the scene. What brings him on the scene? I want him. I don't want to do it without him. Just that thought. He appears. Just that thought. And that particular issue, that particular endeavor that you are about to, you just see that it will be different. Because there will be a heavenly touch. What if it has been things that you've been or you've been involved in for a long time? The moment you say, at this point, God, yeah, it takes a new turn. He is as close as your breath. As a matter of fact, it's the very breath you breathe. I am sure somebody knows that right now you are at the fringes of a miracle. Because what is miracle? What God does that man cannot do. Oh, I feel the fire. What man cannot do, but God does. And if there are things in your life that you know man cannot do, and God is this close, don't you think it's time to start to rejoice? As close as the breath that I breathe. And there are things I can't do, then he will do it. Hallelujah. Wave your hand again and appreciate him. Awesome God. Awesome God. Awesome God. Awesome God. You see, God never has a problem with giving. Man always has a problem with receiving. And that's the truth. God never, he has never one day, one minute, one second, had a problem with giving. But man always has a problem with receiving. And see, we're about to enter a new year. Rather than living your life saying, I'm afraid, let nothing happen to me, why don't you live your life saying, I am preparing for what is coming? Yes. Then what wants to happen? We find his way. Much more than some people believe. Because the book of Acts tells us that daily in the temple and from house to house, they cease not. And that was telling us the startup of the church. They never stopped. Daily in the temple and from house to house, they cease not. Fellowshipping, together, praying, and breaking bread. So I advise everybody, I say, until the new year, break bread with your family every day. At least before the day runs out, gather them together, break bread. I mean, affirm your confidence in the blood of Jesus and what it has done, deliverance, protection, provision, new beginning. Hallelujah. Every day. Glory be to God in the highest. Isn't God wonderful? See, this God is real. I'm grateful I'm a Christian. Praise the Lord. I say praise Jesus. Come on, give him praise, give him honor in the house. Amen. You see, a lot of times we talk of praying and we teach on praying, but people don't actually get to pray. And that's why we encourage people to come for prayer meetings. You discover that you get so busy that you scarcely can say, at least in a week I was able to pray for 1 hour. For a lot of people, it's not the case. But you see, there's a place for prayer. You hear God when you pray. You get directions. You get assurance. You become more confident when you pray. You see, things will happen. Things get done when you pray. You are able to overcome the devil, the lies of the devil. Temptations are everywhere. You overcome them. Temptations to get sick and stay sick. To be overtaken by sins and temptations everywhere. But when you are praying the word of God, you are an overcomer. And every time you see the Bible talk about praying, it doesn't say if you pray, it says when you pray. So you are expected to pray. I'm expected to pray. I'm expected to fast. You're expected to fast. Glory be to God in the highest. Awesome God. Shall we just worship him? In the book of Colossians in chapter 3, I read from verse 1. Let's start from there. It reads, if then you were raised, you're not about to be raised. If you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Verse 2. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Hallelujah. Is somebody hearing me? Verse 3. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, glory be to God in the highest, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. So this takes care of now and future eternity. But you see, you cannot begin to anticipate adequately this glorious future if you don't have a good grasp of now. You see, it's your understanding of now that causes miracles to happen now. I'm so certain that something's already happening. In the name of Jesus. Believe in me, I am. In Jesus' name, I am. If you were raised with Christ, so in other words, he's concluding the matter, you have been raised with Christ. Maybe I should just get back into the context of the epistles, as it were. Turn to Ephesians with me quickly. Glory be to God in the highest. Let me take it from verse 15. Paul was writing to the Ephesian church here. They were reading his letter to the Colossian church. Here, verse 15, chapter 1, it says, therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and the love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, come on, may give to you the spirit of wisdom. Glory be to God in the highest. That was a prayer, and God answered this prayer. And revelation in the knowledge of him. Revelation in the knowledge of him, so that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? You are a saint, by the way. I'm a saint. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us, you and I, who believe according to the working of his might and power, the exceeding greatness of his power available to us and reaching out to us, empowering us with the kind of power with which he's empowering us. Glory be to God in the highest. He said, the exceeding greatness of that power, which according to the working, how, what kind of power, the type that he demonstrated, the working of his mighty power, which he worked, which he demonstrated in Christ Jesus when he raised him, the kind of power that raised him from the dead. That's the kind of power that God is reaching out to me with, to you with. It's the kind of power that he's using to quicken my body. It's the kind of power he's empowering me with. I walk in the strength of that power, the kind of power he unleashed towards the body of Christ in the grave, that quickened that body and brought him back to life. It's the same kind of power that's available to me today. And that's why, if I don't know this, there's trouble. And that's why he said, I pray that God will open your eyes. Because if your eyes are not open, you can't see. Come on, somebody here with me. And the truth is this, you can never anticipate what you don't know. What you don't know exists, you can never desire. Is somebody hearing me? Oh no, you're too quiet for me. Okay, let me finish this. Which he wrought in Christ Jesus when he raised him from the dead. It didn't stop there. And did what? Come on, help me. Come on, help me. He raised him up and he seated him, come on, at his right hand, where? Come on, go ahead, next verse. Far, all, and, go ahead. And every name that is named, not only where, but also, the next verse. I can hear you. I can hear you. And gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that. Where is his body? Come on, talk to me. Come talk to me. Where is his body? Where has he put everything? I can't hear you. Two things are clear here. The way this power, this awesome power, this superpower, this power that no other power can ever excel over and abundantly above any power you can ever think in your life. That's the Greek. You know what this power has done? Will not only quicken your mortal body, he will lift you up. In fact, he has lifted you up. Yeah. And he has positioned you where? I can hear you. Maybe it's not clear to you. Wait. Let's make it clear. Yes, far above all other powers, but I'm not talking of you. You can say, no, that was Jesus. So, okay, all right. Chapter 2. Verse 4. Ephesians 2, 4, quickly. But God, who is what? Because of his what? So when the song that woke up was Love Lifted Me, can you see? So we started with that in worship, and then we ended with what he said, be seated in the high places. The message is preached. God preached the message to them in their sleep. Who tells you that he won't tell you what you need to know? You think that's chance? I know that there are no chances with God. You think that's an accident? I know there are no accidents with God. I know he knew what he gave me to preach to. He put it in people's spirit mind. He started ministering to them even before here. So this is a confirmation to them. But God is such a mercy because of his great love with which he loved us. Even when we were dead in trespasses. Come on, church, are you here with me? Made us what? Who did he make alive? I can hear you. Okay, leave us. Me now, me. Oh, he made me alive. He made us alive together with who? So when the power was released into the grave and he quickened the body of Christ, he said he didn't just do it for him alone. He did it with him and I together. Okay. Together with Christ and raised us up how? Together. So when he was lifting up, it was not only him, it was him and I. It was him and you. And that's the Bible. I'll be chiming on preaching it. After you are reading it yourself. Do you know what? If there's no revelation, you can never know who you are. If you don't know who you are and what you have, you can never walk in the dimension that God wants you to walk in. See, did you say that you just live by faith? You know what faith does? Faith explores revelation. It's what you have come to know that exists, which you now desire. And then you are thinking the physical, how can the physical? Then faith comes to work. But you've got to know it first. That's why the Bible says faith comes by. And hearing what? The word of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God in the high. You know, is somebody hearing me? So he made us to sit together. He raised us. See, Ephesians 1 says, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ Jesus. You may say, you are not there. When he raised him from the dead and sat him, and made him, or sit him rather, in heavenly places, above all principalities and powers. Come on. I'm making to be head over all things and put everything under his feet. Now, chapter 2, it says, when he raised him up together with us. When he sat him there together with us and made us sit together. Glory be to God. I said together. I said together. 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 With him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Go ahead. That in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. So I just want you to see that he didn't do it only for him, he did it for us as well. Now go back to Colossians 1. Now, since you were raised, when were you raised? The day you gave your life to Jesus. The day all things passed away. The day all things became new. That day you began to sit with him on the throne at the right hand of God the Father. Above every principality, above every power, not just above, far above. The things that torment the men on earth can't torment you anymore. You have been lifted superior to them. How? By the blood of Jesus. Colossians 3. Go back. Colossians 3. I'll just introduce you to it because I believe it's when you go think about it that it's going to work more for you. It's a sick. So in other words, now that you know who you are and what you have, then your desires are defined by them. Now that I know, let me ask you this. You know, Prof. Oshibajo, always a proper person, a Christian, a man of integrity, right? And always lived his life that way. But now he's the vice president. Hello. He doesn't have to be seen. There are places that you can't just find him anymore. By virtue of his office. Now, people ask me the question. They say, Pastor, you don't stay for reception. You don't do this. It's not a sin. I can stay for reception. I can enjoy it. And I love to enjoy it. But you see, at the reception, you don't control the crowd. The animist, the Buddhist, the Muslim, the Christian, the traditionalist, the cultist, we are all coming to rejoice with the celebrant. It's a vibrant atmosphere of freedom and expressing yourself. So why I don't hang around there for too long, there's no so much of what we are saying there. It's not a sinful atmosphere. No, 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 no. It's good. Rejoice with them that rejoice. There's no clapping and singing Jesus there. And you want me to sit there all night? By the time I'm getting back home, I am a changed person. Me, I am a changed person. Maybe not you. Because the company you keep will affect you. No, but just for one night is too long for me. I can be there for 1 hour and go home. What about those of us who are there? Of course, it's not sin. But I know that if I hang there for too long, I may be looking for trouble. I tell them in the Bible, I mean, when I'm teaching leadership or discipleship, I say, okay, fine. Some rascal woman say, she pastor in here. Then I'm sitting, that's me, and this is her friend. Then we're on the same table. And I say, ah, ole me, how are you? And I'll be, what can I say? She's in the right place. Who's in the wrong place? I am. And then, dum, 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 dum. Then she goes, hey. Then that's me. Then she turns around and says, hey, ding, 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 ding. Then she does that, then she looks at me. Kilo wambe. And if my desire is to always seek parties, what am I looking for? It doesn't help me. He's not helping me, driving me to where God has ordained for me to get to. What am I doing? Why am I busy looking for parties? Now that I know that I'm seated with him, I should seek that, not seek these. It's not a sin. I hope you understand. But you know where you're going. You know where you now belong to. You know where you're seated. Why don't you dress for where you're going? Dress up for where you're going. The Bible says to put on Christ. Woo-hoo. I feel the fire. You understand what I'm saying? I just use that as an example. So I say, I should seek those things which are above. Because there are those things which are not above. You say, what do you mean? Jesus was talking to them. He said, hey, I'm from above. You guys are from beneath. See, we are not from the same place. We are operating on the same plane right now. But we know where we are from. The fact that we are meeting here and we are smiling doesn't mean that we are from the same place. We are not from the same place. We don't have the same destination. We are only just crossing our paths here. We're just meeting here on this plane and everybody's going his way. We are not from the same place. We are not going the same place. Say, he who is from above is above all. He knew who he was. I may be laughing and joking. Jesus may be laughing and joking. He said, I know I'm above. Now, they are not from above. So, but what a disaster if you are from above and you don't know you are from above. Then the one who doesn't know where he's going will define where you are going. God forbid in the name of Jesus. Seek those things which are above. Where Christ is. Then sitting at the right hand of God. Remember, you are seated with him. Now, let me just bring some scriptures to just. I need food. It's not a sin to want food. I need sex. It's not a sin to want sex. Why did he make me a man? So that made me a bamboo tree. So I need sex. Not a sin to want sex. But there is a way he supplies your need. Stick to it. I get tired. I need sleep. He will give me sleep. Say, he gives his beloved sweet sleep. Come on. Is somebody hearing me? I have to pay my rent. And things are tough. So I need to look for money. He knows. He says, your father knows. Knows that what you had need of. Even before you begin to ask him, he does. Are you here? But it's, how do you not get this stuff? He says, seek. But in your seeking, don't seek the thing. Seek ye. Come on, talk to me. What do you seek first? Is it in line with If you are raised with Christ, seek those things. But I need money. I need a woman. I need children. I need. He says, seek first. Why first? Because you are seated with him. Don't seek for those things here. Start by seeking for them there. That's the source of all things. He said, you know what will happen? They will be added to you. He will satisfy you beyond your desire. If only you will start with him and not get distracted by the lies of those who will promise to give who cannot sustain. So what are you saying, Pastor Tyle? There is nothing I have, there's nothing you have today that did not start from the thought realm. Every desire starts with the thought realm. And that's why in Proverbs 23:7 it says, as a man thinks. But even before I get there, give me verse 2. Set your mind. If you're going to seek things above, you're going to do it by what? By tuning your mind, like you tune your radio, or you tune your, or you go on your computer, you look for the, look, what that place where you put your, and then you search for websites. You have to tune it. How do you tune it? Set your mind. Your mind will take you to the station you are looking for. Your mind will take you there or bring you here. Set your mind. And what does the mind do? It thinks. Then Proverbs 23:7 says, as a man thinketh. You want to manifest this, your position in your marriage, in your health, in your finances, come on, in your children, manifest your position, your thinking. Let your thinking be ordered or be informed by what you know. What do you know? I'm seated with him in the heavenly places. I am a royalty. I'm above only. Above all principalities and powers. Above every lie of the devil. So if I need, hello, I'm believing God for a child, and my focus begins with God, and my position, Christ on the throne, me sitting with him, above every impossibility. You know that my thinking is different from the person that is thinking, it can never be done, it can never be done, it can never be done, it can never be done. Medical science says no, people says no, tradition says no, my age says no, time says no, it can never be done, it can never be done. But if I'm thinking from above, I say, he did it for Sarah. There's nothing he can do. Then he starts from there. Because as a man thinks. So that's what it means by setting your mind on things above. Hello. Now you can appreciate Paul when he says, finally, brethren, Philippians 4:8, whatever things are, say this should be your meditation. You see, we can meditate on fear or let faith be the color. I want to assure somebody hearing me today in the name of Jesus, you're not going to do anything different from what you've been doing, literally. But the only thing that will be different is your thinking. You are now going to assume who you really are. You only need to assume it there. It's a matter of time. It will manifest here. Amen. You see, what's the process? Jesus said it. He said, look, it's out of the abundance of the heart. And Paul says in Romans chapter 10, he says, hey. He said, this faith that we preach is not the type that I say, we will go up there. See, it doesn't say in his heart that you will go up there to go and bring him, or who will go down? No. Who will come and cause my womb to come and change? Who can enter? No, this faith doesn't talk that way. How does it talk? Say, the word of faith which you preach is now in your mouth. And it's out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth. Then Romans 10 continues. So if you believe in your heart and you see with your mouth, you get it. But you see, what you see is an abundance of what is there. You are seated above. You are seated with him. Far above. This is what the blood of Jesus has done. And that's why no time is too late for you to begin to manifest what God wants you to be in life. No age is too far gone. You say, why? Because I've been preaching the word. It will flow from you. You see, if you start with Jesus, you can't miss it. You know, I was hearing a man of God. He said, you know what? He said, our religiosity has gotten to a place where when people are seeking God, we say, he's a very pious man. When they're devoted, they say, that's you, Buruku. But when the other part of the scripture, the verse begins to happen, then they begin to attack you. What's the other part? When God elevates you, you become very rich. They say, oleni, bubu, oleni. What were you doing when they was following God? He said, seek ye first, it shall be added. Didn't you hear that, yes, Bimbo Gold? I was saying, it could be more gold. I remember her, I don't mind her. When she came, really, she had some challenges. When they came, the story, I didn't know that God has told her that she would get money. I didn't know. But God said to me, he said, take care of this lady. And I said to her, I said, Eba, why I'm calling? It's not what we do all the time. We do it through Dorcas. We do it through Hope Center. But that day, we gave the order from her office. Why? Because God has ordained it. God has told her. Not told pastor, told her. And then confirmed it when he met her. And confirmed it. I feel the fire now. Why? She was thinking. And God said, I will give it to you when no man can give you. And that was all she was thinking. Ordinary money, Neo. Not even healing of cancer. And she was thinking and it happened. What about cancer? She was thinking and it happened. So everyone ran away. She went back. What I just said is that what kind of stupid lies the devil telling you? You are seated with Christ in the heaven. In the heavenly places. I don't know who you are. I heard in Yoruba. When you didn't know you put my twitch, you run up. Because if you set your mind on things above, all these things shall be. I felt the fire now. I just felt the fire again. He said, the cattle on 1,000 hills are mine. See, if I were hungry, you think I'm coming and ask you? The gold is mine, the silver is mine. He gives it to whom he wills. Glory be to God in there. Hey! See, the life of God flows. Jesus. He says, no one that puts his trust in him shall be put to shame. One of the scriptures we've been praying with, he said, you will never be ashamed. He said, I will save your children. He said, I will contend with them that contends with you. He said, if they become obstinate, I will feed them with their flesh. I'll make them drunken in their blood. He said, as for you, he said, you will possess the waste places of the earth. I will enlarge you and expand you. You will enter next year celebrating. In the name of Jesus. See, one year old laugh, he said, Dale. When they are to the question, you or still work with Lord. When your Lord got gone, your Lord. That in the beginning was the word. The word was with God. And the word was God. The word will give you everything you lack. In the name of Jesus, is the word. It will heal your bodies. It will satisfy your heart. It will give you a place in eternity. A glorious future. The word of God never fails. Somebody say, the word never fails.
Somebody shout, the blood of Jesus
is still working, is alive and well. Glory be to God.
No, that you are seated with him in heavenly places, above every witchcraft, every power, every occultism.
In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God in the highest.
So we decree deliverances today in the name of Jesus. Healings in the name of Jesus. Breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. We decree supernatural protection. New beginnings. In the name of Jesus. The power of being the witness that he wants us to be.
Life will well up in you. A quickening of your entire system. In the name of Jesus. Where they have planned death, you will celebrate life upon life. In the name of Jesus, death of your marriage, life upon life. In the name of Jesus, death of your endeavor, of your finances. I say life upon life. In the name of Jesus. Who says not see it when God has not spoken? His blood has spoken for you. So succeed. Prosper. In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout, there is power in the blood of Jesus.
See, setting your mind on things from above, say with me, say, I'm ahead, I'm above. I'm above only. I'm never beneath. In the name of Jesus, by his stripes, I am healed. In the name of Jesus, God supplies all of my needs, not according to the ideas of men, but according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. The days of my life I will fulfill. In the name of Jesus, I will see my children's children. In the name of Jesus, I will prosper in that which he has called me to do. In the name of Jesus, I mean the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus always sets me apart from the law of sin and death. Glory be to God in the highest. When you are setting your mind on things above, you will declare what he has done for you. Calvary will be your standard. And the things that Jesus has wrought for you will be your standard. Not the antecedents of men's failures or men's pride or men's ego, but Jesus. So as you go in the name of Jesus, may the Holy Ghost well up in you. May he beckon to people as you walk past them in Jesus' name. In love and in mercy in the name of Jesus. May you prosper with everything you do in the name of Jesus. Will death see you and flee in the name of Jesus? I say you will fulfill your days in Jesus' name. Anywhere your name has been is being mentioned for evil, let the judgment of God clear that place in Jesus' name. Any arrow that is not a blessing but a curse, we command a reversal in the name of Jesus. We say you will see good days in your life. The Lord will rejoice over you. I say goodness and mercy will follow you the rest of your life. In the name of Jesus. Your children will prosper. They'll be mighty on the face of the earth. Your generations after you will be blessed. In the name of Jesus. Every form of inadequacies in your life, I command a heaven supplies. In the name of Jesus. As if you are sick in your body, receive your healing in Jesus' name. If you are believing God for provisions, miraculously, the God that supplies manna in the wilderness, he will surprise you. In the name of Jesus, you will prosper. You will enter next year celebrating. In the name of Jesus, whatever devil intends that you don't get there, that devil will not get there. In the name of Jesus, hear me again. I say you will enter next year celebrating. In the name of Jesus, whatever devil is planning that you won't get there, that devil will not get there. In the name of Jesus, go and prosper. In Jesus' name, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Hey, somebody say, surely. Wait. Say, surely. Come on, say it like the Bible says it. Surely. And then add in the name of Jesus. Goodness and mercy shall follow me. All the days of my life, and I will dwell in the presence of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set Taiwo free. Has set me free from the law of sin and death. And so sin shall not have dominion over us. Because the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, where does he dwell? And he quickens my mortal body to the glory of his holy name. Amen. Come on, shake hands with the next person to you. Say, thank God you sat by me. I'm a royalty. I reign in life. I praise God for your life. In Jesus' name.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukoju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.